Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport /fly healthy.
Going to be a real nice day today. Sunny, 86. If you're going to the Reds game tonight for the fireworks, it's going to be a beautiful night for that. And then FC Cincinnati tomorrow. And driving. Did you drive less last year because of...
Yes, and it was glorious.
Pandemic stuff, yeah.
I mean, yesterday, Thursdays are my day where I'm in the car between 4 and 5 hours just driving places. I feel like...
That's because of Jacob's stuff, like his robotics and his horseback riding, swimming and Special Olympics and all that.
Yep. Yesterday, I had to drive down to UC to pick him up from camp, and then I had to take him to see one of his practitioners, and then last night, he had hip-hop practice.
How's that going?
So, hip-hop, great. They're in the choreography mode right now.
Because they have a new name, right?
Yes. They're no longer the Swag Cats. They are now Inferno.
What song are they doing?
They are... Well, it's always a bunch of songs.
It's like a mashup. Sure.
It's a mash. So, it opens with... What is it? Rapper's Delight, Hip Hop, a Hibbit of the... Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, fun.
So, yep. And they're going to be wearing Adidas sweatsuits as their uniform. How
did you plan that?
Cute. I did not, but how perfect is it, right?
I love that.
I know, really, and bucket hats.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm totally excited.
When is the show?
Well, competitions usually start, October? I want to say October.
So they're learning the choreography now, and then they'll go to competition in the fall.
Correct.
Oh, fun.
And then they'll compete. Hopefully, we'll make it to Worlds in April
in
Orlando at Disney.
That's so fun.
We got our fingers crossed. But
I do feel
so
like
fun.
People drive way crazier now than they did
I got
previously.
Run off the road last week on my way to the airport. Yeah. I mean, literally, I was thank God I was in the far left lane, of course, which is my lane. And a dude in the lane next to me just totally came right. Oh, I mean, I was right beside him and I'm laying on my horn. He looks right at me and keeps coming. And I'm like laying on the horn. So I'm driving on the shoulder at,
my gosh,
a little more than 65 miles an hour. But yeah, driving.
Wow.
Yeah. And I'm like,
did you give him a thumbs down? You're not supposed to do the finger anymore.
Gave him a look that should have let him know I wasn't very happy.
Well,
with
even
him.
Yesterday on our way to Riverbend, we were on 74 and there was this black Dodge truck or something that was, first of all, they came up really quickly on us. So Scott just got over. He was like, whatever, I'll let him by. But then the guy in front of us did not get over quickly. And this guy started flashing his lights and beeping his horn and was like, essentially giving him a get out of the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what the heck?
Yeah.
So 1 in 3 people think that they are a worse driver now than they were pre-pandemic. 1 in 7 say it took weeks to feel comfortable behind the wheel again. And in general, here are the top 10 things people say make them the most nervous behind the wheel. Before I get to this list, I will say 2 things. 1, I feel like everyone was at home and all of the roads were very chill. If you did go out, it didn't matter what time of the day it was. There was really a rush hour situation.
No. Mm-hmm. People were driving 90 to 100 miles an hour at all times.
It was great. It was awesome.
Yep. That's when you had your little speedy car.
And then, perfection. Yeah.
Then I feel like all of a sudden with a snap of a finger, it went from chill, you got the road to yourself sort of vibe to absolute bonker town.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it's been a bit of a a change. My patience, I have to do a couple more deep breaths and go, all right, I got to leave a little earlier. I got to just plan for being stuck there possibly or a lot of traffic. And
I also feel like the amount of people that are unaware that they're driving has raised. Does that make sense? Like people are just hanging out in the left lane, going very slowly or leaving their signals on. Or I'm like, where do you think you are? You're in the car. Sometimes I just don't know.
Being away
people.
From people has caused people to forget how to be around people.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. 100%.
Many aspects of life, not just driving.
Yeah.
But here are the top 10 things that are making people nervous behind the wheel. Number 10, parallel parking. 9, highways in general. 8, heavy traffic. 7, someone passing on a bike or passing someone on a bike. 6, when you get passed by a big truck and have to try between 2 of them. I don't have a problem with that. I have a problem with the people that are between 2 trucks and have no They're not aware that maybe they should move it along.
Yeah.
They're just content.
Yeah.
Rain, driving at night, roads with lots of lanes, driving in a new area if you don't know it very well, especially if you're in a big city, like, you know, my dad when he goes downtown.
Well, and you know what? Here's the thing.
If we're going to go downtown, I'll drive. I'll drive, Dad. It'll be fine. Enjoy the ride.
And here's what I think people... I saw this yesterday and I just shook my head, but it happens all the time. When people are coming up on a turn that they need to make and they're like, they're supposed to be turning right, but they're in the wrong lane. And rather than just missing their turn,
they completely stop
and expect the rest of the world to stop so they can make the turn that they were about to miss. And it's like, guys, you know what? Just go straight.
Yeah, you were not paying attention. You missed it, so you have to go past it.
Right. I think that's a fair rule.
I will 100% agree that is on a 300% increase.
I'm like, come on.
Maybe we should start a Jeff and Jen School of Driving.
I think that would be great because I'll teach you exactly what to do in each lane.
This is what not to do. This is what to do. And it will be free.
And I will teach you to speed up to merge.
Number one was driving in the snow, things that make people the most nervous behind the wheel.
I was thinking about that this morning on my drive-in because I take Ronald Reagan and the lateral to get here now. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I wonder if these are going to be kind of sketch in the snow. Because aren't they like made of concrete and that kind of freezes first or whatever? I don't know. Sure. Somebody was talking to me about how it's always slippery on the lateral. And I was like, I have to take that now. I'm wondering if it's going to be clean when it's in the snow.
You'll find out, won't you?
Or I'll just work from home.
I don't know. All the snow thing doesn't bother me. It's the ice and the hills. Hills and ice are more scary to me.
They're a bad combination.
Yeah. Like growing up in Michigan's flat, you know, it snows. You can still drive 70 miles an hour and it's whatever. But when you throw in ice and hills.
Different story.
Going up a hill.
Your driveway might be a treat.
Oh, it has been.
Yeah.
We had that one storm. We had to park down at the bottom of the hill and walk up.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And we were like, well, we'll go get a bag of salt. Remember salt? No one had salt.
Nobody
remember
had
that?
Salt.
Yeah. We were at one of those discount stores. I can't think of what it was called. And they have... I mean, the whole store is a discount store, but then they have a back corner, which is like
super discount,
double discount. Yeah. And they had three bags of like that winter salt melt stuff. Uh-huh. I'm like, get it now for $3 a bag. Get it. Yeah, whatever.
That can't expire.
It's like, it's salt. Get them. So we bought them. Like, this is like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, that's so funny. So you're ready.
We're ready. We put one at each one of our properties. We're ready to go. Olympics underway this morning. The big opening ceremony happening. It'll re-air tonight at 7 o'clock on NBC. And there are four new sports this year: karate, sports climbing, surfing, which I think will be fun to watch.
How do you do the surfing? What is there surfing in Japan?
That's right on the Pacific Ocean.
I was going to say they have beaches and stuff there.
It's an island, so I don't know about.
Well, you can't. I mean, you can't surf in the Gulf of Mexico. I mean, nobody surfed in Tampa because you never got waves big enough.
Sure.
So, but there are waves big enough in Japan.
Yeah.
Sure.
I think so.
Yeah.
You guys have no idea.
Well, it's an island in the Pacific Ocean. Tampa is a gulf. That's a gulf, right?
You can surf in Hawaii.
They're close to Hawaii.
Okay. So,
I don't know.
That's where they have those big surf competitions are in like the Oahu or the north part of Hawaii. So,
I really know?
Can
for sure,
you surf?
Hell no! I have no idea, Jen.
I mean, so does this mean? I know for until the end of days, they can only have Olympics, Summer Olympics, in countries and cities that.
Okay, so here we go.
Where there is surfing
is
available.
Surfing big in Japan? Is what I googled, and the Google said, as an island nation with superb beaches, Japan offers plenty of exciting spots where you can hit the waves.
Okay, wonderful.
It has a thriving surf scene.
Wonderful.
Probably on the East Coast because that's the part that's right on the Pacific compared to the West Coast, which is, you know,
more towards like Korea.
Yes, there's that. I don't know what that sea is called in between there. But I think that's going to be one of the fun ones to watch. And then also baseball and softball are returning this year after a break. So a new poll asked people which other sports they should add to the Summer Olympics. like a little survey, you know, some people put American football, dodgeball, roller skating, water skiing were all up there. Bowling was on the list. Lacrosse was number one. Everyone thought lacrosse was the number one thing that should be added if they were going to add another one. Sumo wrestling, tug of war. I think that would be awesome to watch. I would be all about that.
Yeah.
But there were enough people to actually bump Quidditch on the list.
Oh, huh. Quidditch.
Quidditch.
What do you know?
From Harry Potter.
Yeah. Which have you ever played it?
I have not played it, but when we lived in Fayetteville in Arkansas, there was a Quidditch league.
Really?
And I knew this guy named Jim who would come in and tell us about it, because at the time, that's when Harry Potter was like very popular.
Yeah.
And like, is this an actual thing? And they had their little sticks and ran around and...
I thought you had to fly on a broom.
Well, the flying part.
Yeah, I was going to say, where do you buy flying brooms?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, it's a thing. People did it. So, I don't know.
I don't know if I'm believing what you're saying.
I'm not making up this story about Jim.
Okay, Tim.
I don't believe you. Come here. Do you need a hug? I'm sorry.
We're doing a damn story about Quidditch. I know a guy who plays the stupid thing.
Okay. Maybe there's a Quidditch league right here.
There is.
Cincinnati that could invite you to come and play.
I don't want to play.
Why not? What's wrong with Quidditch?
Nothing. I don't do any sports. I'm a bowler.
Is bowling an
American
Olympic sport,
dude,
isn't it?
With yes. Irish and Polish heritage and a little bit of Belgian. You watch the Olympics. You watch the running. Watch all the track and field and see how many Polish-Irish guys are up there. Not too many. They might be there, but they're not in the...
Well, now, you were a competitive swimmer at one point in your life, weren't you?
Yeah, I was an all right swimmer in high school.
See?
1 year in college.
You could do it.
I could maybe swim.
How come only 1 year in college?
Because I fell in love with this radio thing.
And you quit school?
And he quit school.
I have an associate's degree. I went to transfer and get my bachelor in Arkansas when I moved there. Because that's where I was at.
Yeah.
Because I was working and going to school at the same time.
Okay.
And I had to take all the core classes over again. And I said, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
And so that's when I
So you
out.
Bailed.
I bailed in my junior year.
Bet your mother was really happy about that. Were they mad at you?
They were disappointed, but understood that I already was doing what I wanted to do. So, I don't know.
Did they worry about a backup plan in case this radio thing didn't work out? You should at least get your teaching degree.
That's what I was going for. That's what I was going to school for.
Hey, you can take Amanda on line one. She's calling in to defend you.
Amanda, you're on Q102. What's up? How are you?
Hi, I just wanted to defend you because you are correct about the Quidditch being a thing in places, okay?
Is there a Quidditch group here?
In Goshen, there is at the school. One of the schools, they have a Quidditch group. My friend's daughter played in it.
Oh, nice.
So
there is a place you can go, Tim, if you want to play Quidditch.
Mm-hmm. Do they have flying brooms?
Hang out with all the middle schoolers.
Yeah, go hang out with the middle schoolers. Perfect.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yes, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
I appreciate that you have my back.
Yes, that was
no
great.
No problem. Have a good day.
Right, you too.
Enjoy your weekend. Talk to you later.
You too. Bye-bye.
If you could be any, if you could go to the Olympics for a sport, which one would you pick?
Now, are you asking which one would we be most likely to be good at if we actually committed ourselves to it? Or which one would be the most fun?
No. I'm saying, if Tim, for example, you would probably pick swimming or something, right? Because it's within your wheelhouse.
That's what I'm most familiar with. And I have trained to do stuff like that. So I already kind of know what I'm getting into.
What about you, Jen?
Man, for the Summer Olympics?
Yeah.
But you were just talking about ping pong, right? Table tennis, whatever they call it.
I would want to play table tennis or gymnastics or softball. Beach volleyball would be cool.
Yeah. Doubles, it would be
there'd
Jeff
be a lot.
And Jen against Fritch and Tim.
Yeah.
Tennis?
No, volleyball.
Volleyball, yep.
Oh, I'm horrible. I'm not very sporty, so I don't think I would be able to do any of them.
Yeah.
I'd have to do the mall walking one, the speed walking.
Speed walking.
What's the one where you shoot? Or that's a winter one.
That's a winter one where they go across country on their skis and then they stop and shoot the arrow.
Bridget wants to do that one. She's I could totally learn that.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know.
doable.
So there we go. We'll keep you updated if Quidditch or lacrosse or bowling or any of these things.
I'm shocked lacrosse isn't. That one surprises me.
Yeah.
You would think that would be in there.
Okay, coming up next on Q102, do you consider yourself a worse driver since COVID happened?
A worse driver?
You know, maybe you're staying at home. You were driving less. You weren't doing the commute every day. Did you lose some of your
skills?
Driving skills? We're going to talk about that coming up next on Q102.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CVG Airport. Fly healthy through CVG. For more information, go to CVG Airport / fly healthy.